Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. I am Allison Cullen, your host. I am excited to chat with you today about something that has changed my life in a crazy way for the better that I wish I would have learned when I was a child, honestly. This is something that I've been learning over the past month or so. And if you don't know my background, you might go listen to my 40th birthday episode that came out December 8th, 2023. I sort of do a deep dive on growing up in the church, and I specifically was Methodist. And it's really interesting because in diving into a part of human design called Kabbalah, human design is based on several different ancient wisdoms, one being the I Ching, one Kabbalah. There's astrological concepts. There's several different things. But I hadn't yet really immersed myself in Kabbalah until recently. And I forget if it's in Kabbalah 1 or Kabbalah 2. They have classes. I'll put that information in the show notes in case you're interested. They do a 2-week free trial, so you could go take the Kabbalah 1 course during that time and then continue on if you want to. But one thing that has changed in my everyday sort of hour to hour life is the way that I pray. Used to, I would probably pray once or twice a day, whether it's in the morning or evening or throughout the day, if it was a bad day, just being like, God, please help me with this, like change this, bring this to me, da, 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 da. Like all those things. I don't know how, if you do pray, My prayers were often like, please bring me this thing that I want, right? Or please bring me wisdom and stuff like that. But what's crazy is that the way that I'm praying now, I am automatically getting my prayers answered right away, like always right away. And I'm going to share that with you, the way that I'm praying and the prayers that I'm saying every day, sometimes several times a day. Now, but I did want to touch on this in the book, A Course in Miracles. They say that a miracle is a shift in perspective. And so today I'm going to be giving you a miracle. And keep in mind with this too, whether you believe in God, I believe in God, but source, creator, source energy, love energy, whatever you feel like calling it, I use the word God. So that's what I'm going to say in this episode. God truly does want to give you literally everything that you desire. But the reason you don't have everything that you desire yet is probably because God wants to make sure that your soul, which in Kabbalah they say it's our vessel, is ready to hold it first. He cares more about your soul and its evolution than he does about 3D reality and the physical things that you want. And this is why sometimes people could win the lottery and then in 2 years after winning the lottery, they're bankrupt again. They did not have the capacity to hold that amount of money. They had to spend it all because they didn't have the soul, the evolution of their soul and their personality and their characteristics and their relationship around money that could hold that, right? So I'm going to share with you 5 things that I have been praying on a daily basis that I automatically get answered every day. usually all day long. Okay, number one, God, please give me strength. When we're in a hard situation, like I'll do this during tantrums, during Caroline's tantrums, I just say, God, give me strength. God, give me strength. God, give me strength. Give me your strength. Help me be more like you, being strong and unmovable and unshakable, and help me not to react. Help me to be proactive. Help me to calm my nervous system. God, give me strength. That is one of the prayers that I pray. Number two, God, please give me certainty. These two could probably go together, certainty or clarity, depending on the situation. Sometimes we need just certainty that whatever we're going through at that moment is for a greater good. You might not feel it like right then, emotionally and in your body, but I just ask God to give me his certainty that whatever I'm going through is for the growth of my soul, to allow more light in, and that it's for the greater good. So I say, God, give me certainty that this is for the greater good, or else take it out of my life. You could also say, God, please give me clarity. So there's been a lot of things lately that I'm like, I'm not sure if I should do this or not. I'm not sure if I should collaborate with this person or not. I'm not sure what, you know, I was thinking about having a free workshop for the Human Design New Year, and it probably will still happen, but I haven't gotten extreme clarity on it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to wait till you give me clarity on exactly what day this is supposed to be, how long it's supposed to be, whether it's going to be free or paid, and what exactly you want me to talk about. And I'm just not going to put it out there until I have clarity on several of those things. I don't have to have like the outline written out right now, but I don't have complete clarity on that. And I don't know why. And it's okay, because looking back on my life, on times that I didn't have clarity, it was because something else was coming that I needed to put as a priority that I didn't need to have those plans. So who knows, that might be it, or I might have clarity in 2 days of an exact date and time and all that kind of stuff. And I will inform you guys about it. But those two are really good prayers to say, God, please give me certainty. God, please give me clarity. The certainty is a little bit more like what is happening right now is for the best. It is what is meant to be. Help me to see that, or help me to feel that. Even though I don't know, just help me to feel that in my bones. And then God, please give me clarity. Here's another one. God, transform me today and make my vessel bigger, or crack it open so that I can allow more of your light in. I will tell you what, sometimes this happens in an uncomfortable way, and sometimes it happens in a really beautiful way. Yesterday, I was sitting journaling, and I just had this wave of euphoria come over me for zero reason, and it lasted about 3 minutes or so, and I was just like, wow, I had not taken any drugs. I had not eaten anything crazy. I had not done anything externally that could have caused this. This was God's light coming in. And it was just this wave of euphoria that came over me, and it was amazing. And this has come in hardships, in fights with my husband, in triggers, in tantrums from Caroline, in getting in extreme traffic on the interstate, going to acupuncture, in all kinds of like difficult things or hard things. When we go through something like that, it is so basically, and what they teach in Kabbalah, which I'll put all this information in the show notes below, so go scroll down too. But in Kabbalah, they teach you that God is the source of the light and that energy and that love that we want to feel, that everyone's seeking. And we are the vessel, our physical bodies and our souls. And sometimes the vessel has to be cracked open to let light in, or expanded to let the amount of light in that we need to get the things that we want in life, to feel fulfilled and to feel the blessings and to receive the blessings. So sometimes that sometimes our vessels are big enough that the light can come in and it's that wave of euphoria and joy and present moment bliss. Sometimes our vessels are not big enough or open enough and we have to be broken or cracked or expanded in some way. And sometimes that is very uncomfortable. But some days, if I've been having a few hard days in a row, I'm like, I'm not going to pray for this today. I can't do any more cracking right now. And so it's more of a day where I pray for strength and pray for the light to come in the vessel that I already have, just to give me that sustenance and that willpower and motivation to keep going. The last thing that I've been praying lately is, and this isn't every day again, but I'm trying to get to the point where I pray this every day. God, show me what pain I can go through today that will transform me and allow more light in. And sometimes this is something that's very simple and doesn't take a lot of time and is doable. So like if you have issues around money, going and looking at your bank account and making a cash flow plan for the month and figuring out what amount of money you need to get through the next 1, 2, 3, 6 months, 12 months, and asking God for a plan to get there is uncomfortable and painful, and it will expand your vessel and let more light in and allow more miracles in and allow more money in. Sometimes having a hard conversation, having a clearing conversation, sometimes working out, sometimes doing a cold plunge, like whatever. There's good pain and there's bad pain, and it's all uncomfortable. And if we don't choose the good pain that we're choosing, then the bad pain, which doesn't even have to be bad, it can be a positive thing in the end, but pain will come find us to force our vessel to open or be bigger. Or we can choose the small pain points every day throughout the day to lean into, to do, to take a look at, to not avoid and not procrastinate on. It doesn't have to be everything. You can start with baby steps, but it's almost like the Eat the Frog book. It's interesting because sometimes like you do have to listen to your intuition. If a situation is unsafe for you and your body feels unsafe around it, then you might need to heal some of that trauma before doing some of these things. But maybe you could do something else, like if you don't have issues with water or drowning or something like that, like putting your ice in a bucket of cold water. That is one quote unquote painful thing that can bring positivity because it ups your dopamine and it feels really good for the next 30 minutes to an hour or so. But that's a good prayer to pray, and God will show you what pain you do need to look at. He's very like, it's very clear. God, show me what pain I can go through today that will transform me and allow more light in. So those are the five prayers. God, please give me strength. God, please give me certainty. And an extension on that is that what I'm going through is for the higher good. God, please give me clarity. God, transform me today and make my vessel bigger or crack it open so that I can allow more of your light in. Maybe this is not something you pray every day, but maybe once a week or so. And then God, show me what pain I can go through today that will transform me and allow more light in. Those are the five prayers I've been praying on a more regular basis over the past several weeks. And it has literally changed everything. And every time I pray those, I get an immediate answer, sometimes within seconds. And sometimes it takes a few hours, but it's always that day. And it has allowed more synchronicities and miracles, shifts in perspective, more gratitude, more feelings of euphoria, more feelings of like being blessed and being abundant that I've ever had in my entire life. So I hope they will do the same for you. Enjoy and send me a DM if you start praying these things and they start coming into existence immediately for you like they have for me. Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.